This is KCUR 89.3. Each week, we bring you StoryCorps interviews recorded here in Kansas City. Linda Mishera and Stephanie Nowotarski have been together for 12 years, but rarely talk about Stephanie's synesthesia, a condition in which senses like sight, sound, and touch cross paths in the brain. Stephanie is both a scientist and an artist, and she shared with her wife how her synesthesia made it necessary for her to embrace both.
When I experience music, I hear it.
Yeah.
But you almost experience it double or triple that, because you feel it, but also have that color layer.
Yeah, like the first time I saw Fantasia, I was like, oh, this is a language for what I've been experiencing, right? So it was really cool for me as a child to see that. It was one of my favorite movies. Music has inherently sounds for me, and they're abstract sounds as well.
And touches.
And touches sometimes, yeah. Mostly along my back and arms. Yeah. So like a little shivery kind of feelings.
It must be kind of creepy sometimes.
It is. You know what? That brings up a really good point. Sometimes it does feel a little violating. So if someone is loud unnecessarily in public or something, I will get offended. Like, how dare you enter my personal space? But like, they don't know that their voice is touching me, right? I haven't asked for that feeling. And so I find sometimes I get angry at strangers or people. I'm like, how do they not know? Like, this is not how you behave. And like, no one else is feeling that input.
So your PhD gave you the title doctor, but you also identify as an artist.
I do.
When did you first call yourself an artist out loud, or do you remember? And was it easy or hard?
I think the first time I knew that art was always going to be in my life, I think it was like a Thanksgiving thing. You know, my family always like goes around and says something you're thankful for. And I was like, I'm thankful for knowing that like I'm going to be an artist. And then I think I really confused a lot of people when I was like, I'm also going to be a scientist. And so that's the first time I got to really use that in conjunction with myself. But then I think I went through a period of time in graduate school where it's like, well, you are a scientist. This is a thing that you are. There's not really room for much else. And I think you know specifically that that really wasn't a good time for me.
How did you reclaim that title while you were pursuing your PhD?
Then I just started making art again, and it got better. My science got better, too, which was the part that was like, oh, see, this is how this has to work for me.
Why do you think pursuing art made your science better?
Visually, it was helping train me. There are only so many shapes in the world that you can see, and that's true in science as well as around us. But I think the other part that was very true for me was letting go of stress, that this built-up stress and anxiety can let itself out for me when I'm making art. And part of that is the synesthetic. All of these inputs that I'm having need an output somewhere, and sitting, you know, in a dark scope room, you know, staring at a screen was not helping that have an outlet somewhere.
It was filling you up.
Yeah. So then I started drawing while I was down there, and it was like, okay, this is all going at the same time.
What does experimentation on the art side look like versus the science side?
I think it's more about letting go of fear on the art side of like, I'm worked really hard on this piece for a little bit, and then, you know, there's a part of my head that says, add that blue right there, or, like, get messy up here and be like, oh, but it looks so good. What if I don't like? It's, like, great experimentation and conquering fear, kind of an interplay between that. Or saying, you know, I'm going to take this time because I don't often have a lot of time to make art. I'm going to take this time and do something that I've been, you know, thinking about, but it might not be in my wheelhouse and I might not be good at it. And experimenting, and then it's more of a permission thing to make bad art or make something you're like, ooh, okay, that did not work out. And then be okay with ripping it up or burning it sometimes and moving on.
How is that different from science experiments?
I don't think my boss would be terribly happy if I, you know, set fire to my failed experiments.
That was Stephanie Nowotarski and Linda Mishera. This story was produced by KCUR's Matthew Long Middleton and recorded by StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and preserve the stories of everyday people.